Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You might not see me at first sight, but you'll see you just the same.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. I hope you'll check those out. Use them to your advantage. Everything there is free, unless you decide to buy a book, and we'll charge you for that, but I think you'll be glad you did if you buy one of my books, especially the new one, The Age of the Customer. I really hope you'll find that, folks. I wrote that book for you, and I hope you'll find it. I know you'll benefit from it. I know it will open your eyes. I promise you, it will open your eyes. And so check that out. It's just you and me again. I've got something else I want to talk about in this segment. You know what happened last week in Paris, right? You know about the murderers, the assassins, the so-called terrorists, Islamists. I'm calling it that. They're Islamists, radical Islamists. They're Islamist terrorists. They apparently were from in allegiance to two different groups, ISIS in northern Iraq and Syria, and AQAP, the Al Qaeda group out of Yemen, attacked. A restaurant, a grocery store, a Jewish grocery store, and killed a bunch of people. One guy did. More than one police officer was killed. And then, of course, the Charlie Hebdo magazine, the newspaper, I guess it is, the satirical newspaper, Charlie Hebdo, that has been very controversial over the years. But this is an organization that has been sticking its finger in the eye of a lot of people, a lot of religious faiths, a lot of government people. One of the things that people may not realize is that the French have been doing this for centuries, 300 years. The French have been known; it's part of their culture to be satirical, to deflate the pompous, to tell the emperor when he doesn't have any clothes, and do it with cartoons. They've been cartooning about these things since the 1600s. And Charlie Hebdo is just the 21st century version of that. But over the years, they've poked their finger in Christianity's eye, they've poked it in Judaism's eye, and they've also run afoul of Muslims, of Islam. Especially the radical Islamists, who don't like it when God is portrayed in a picture, or when the Prophet Muhammad is portrayed in a photo of some kind in a cartoon. They don't like that. They say it's not supposed to be done. Well, that's when that belief runs afoul of the right to free speech, which before there was a right to free speech in America, there was that in France. I mean, France is in some ways is the mothership of liberty, right? And our original ally in these issues in our revolution, France was. And so, when you have people, even when they do things, even when they say things that you and I find to be distasteful, we find it abhorrent. We find it troubling. We find it, we're reviled by some of the stuff that some people will say about our faith, about the icons of our faith, depending on who you are and what you follow. Some of this stuff is terrible, but we don't have to pay attention to it. It's their problem, and it doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt our faith. It just makes them look like who they are. And unless they're being satirical, and sometimes when they're being satirical, the entities need to be hoisted up on their own petard. They need to have things pointed out when certain organizations do things that they shouldn't be doing. And so there's a but all that runs afoul of religious organizations, and now with the radical Islamists, it's resulted in murder. And so we've got to fight this, folks, because if they'll kill people for doing what they're doing, then what's next? And you know, what if we decide to do business in a way that some religious fanatic thinks isn't right? Are they going to come kill us? We have to stop this, folks. We have to, Je suis Charlie, as they say. We have to believe that. We have to all practice that. This is about an infringement of liberty, not freedom, liberty. Liberty is a contract that we give with each other. Freedom is from God, but liberty is a contract that we give to each other. I give you the right to say what you want to say, and you give me the same thing, and we are given that right legally by the Constitution, which we accept, each other accepts. And if you live in our country, you live by that Constitution. If you live in France, you live by their free speech laws. If you don't like it, you get out of the country. You go somewhere else. We have to stand up for this, folks. We cannot allow these extremists to take over our world. There's an existential threat going on right now on many levels that we have to pay attention to. And we have to be diligent about it. Every one of us, all the way out here on the last mile of Main Street in small business. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.